What if kittens play the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host.
And today, the robot llama is back.
Oh, no.
But just to give a shout-out to Alice, also famous as Babo Bila.
Oh, well, then thank you, Robot Llama, and thank you, Isla.
Oh yes, Alice is Isla's big brother, and he asked very nicely for the Robot Llama to give her a shout-out.
Oh, that's very nice, Alice.
He also loves his dog, Marco.
Well, I'm sure Marco is an excellent dog.
Oh, I've got a quick meow out for Alice Lee, who loves bunnies, unicorns, making forts, and making art.
What's an art?
No art. Art, painting, drawing, sculpture.
Okay, art, yes. And thank you, Alice Lee.
And finally, one last shout out to Ava. She just turned 6, and she loves Hatchimals, fairies, and her baby sister, Elodie.
Oh, Pixicato, nice to hear from you. And thank you, Ava, Alice Lee, Isla, and Ellis. Now, we've got 2 quick questions to play for you today. And the first is from a patron named Enda.
Hello, my name is Enda, and my what if question is, what if all holidays flew on to the tippy top of Mount Everest? And I really love JF Cat.
What a unique idea, Enda, and I know you've called in lots and lots of questions. And we've got another question from a listener named Nico.
Hi, my name is Nico. I like cats, and my one question is, what if Dracomax got sick?
Good job, buddy. So that's Nico, N-I-C-O, and he wants to know, what if Dracomax got sick, and the thing he likes the most is cats? Thank you so much, Mr. Eric. We love your stories.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, it sounds like JF Cat is going to have to be in this story. So let's find out, what if holidays flew onto Mount Everest, and what if Dracomax got sick? Dracomax was sitting alone, stuck inside his hollowed-out volcano. He had no magic breath, his sweater wings had burned up, and even if he were to put on his last pair of sweater wings, he didn't have any room inside the volcano to stretch them out. The dragon's pained sneeze shook the volcano and the surrounding swamp. And his friend, Lola Rabbit, bounded over to check on him.
Oh no, Draco Buddy, you're sick and you're stuck. We've got to get you out of there so you can enjoy some fresh air and eat something other than old rock lava candy.
Nonsense! Dragons can eat anything and live anywhere, especially under mountains. Besides, I'll get better on Get Well Sunday.
What's Get Well Sunday?
The holiday, don't you remember? Some people call it Get Well Soon Day as a joke. But dragons don't like jokes.
Well, let me check the calendar.
And Lola bounded over to a little paper calendar pinned to the inside of the volcano and flipped around a bit.
I can't find Get Well Soon Day anywhere. Listen, have you tried just standing up? Maybe you could bust out of here and start feeling better.
Oh, no need. I'll just escape on Slippery Eels Eve, and then I'll feel much better.
Slippery Eels. No, that's not on the calendar either. None of those hoppy days are.
No, holidays. Don't you remember holidays?
But Lola couldn't remember what a holiday was. Folks at home, do you remember what happened over the last 2 episodes when magic went missing from What If World?
Oh, Dracomax, Mr. Eric's narration just reminded me how magic went missing from What If World.
And you think the magic of the hoppy days, the horror days, what were they called?
Dracomax was starting to forget the holidays too.
Oh, I guess I really am stuck here now.
Don't Don't worry, Dracomax, I'll get help. Just hang on tight.
And Lola bounded out of the volcano and into the swamp to find the Fur Force. What if world's elite rescue team?
JF Cat, Patty Pan, we need your help getting Dracomax out of the volcano.
Just per 1 minute, we lost a frog.
Oh, it was just under a rock a minute ago. So we were trying to save it or catch it. I can't really remember which.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we were trying to eat it.
Poppycock!
An Abacus P. Grumbler, the froggy former wizard, jumped out from behind a tree.
Lola Rabbit, can you kindly remind JF Cat and Patty Pan that I am not a squeeze toy?
Jojo, Patty, he's not a squeeze toy. He's a wizard. Well, or at least he was until magic went missing, and now he's stuck as a frog. And also Dracomax is stuck in a volcano, and also all the special days on the calendar are gone.
The holidays are gone. Even this is worse than I thought day.
Yep.
Then this is exactly as bad as I thought. Ribbit.
I think when things are considered junk, they'll just fly away to Mount Whateverest. What if world's tallest landfill?
Patty Pan's right. So we've got to free these Wally Days in order to free the dragon. Makes total sense.
Of course it does.
We're just going to climb to the top of a mountain to find some words that used to be on a calendar in order to save a dragon from a different mountain.
It's pointless to even dwell on how much sense this makes. So let's just do it.
Well, we can't all go. Dracomax is sick.
Oh, I volunteer to stay behind. I'm a 1,003-year-old frog. Jumping to the top of a mountain doesn't really sound appealing.
So Abacus P. Grumbler and Lola Rabbit stayed behind to try to take care of Dracomax, while JF Cat and Patty Pan agreed to make the long journey to Mount Whateverest.
All right, Patty, I only agreed to make the long journey to Mount Whateverest because I remembered that you can fly. Ha ha ha. So why don't you just zip us up there?
No, I can't fly anymore. Not since magic is gone.
What?
But it's given me a whole new outlook on the world and how beautiful it is to just walk over it.
And to walk up the side of the biggest garbage mountain in the whole Whateverse.
Ooh, so many smells. Let's go. I just can't wait.
And Patty Pan, the little green schnauzer, zipped off towards the tall garbage mountain looming in the distance. And JF Cat sprinted to keep up.
Can't we just skip ahead in the story to when we arrive?
No, that'd be magic.
Okay, then why don't we just switch over to another scene? And when we come back, we'll be at the mountain.
Oh, I don't know. That kind of sounds like cheating.
Achoo!
Back at the volcano, Dracomax seemed sicker than ever.
Achoo!
Dracomax, are you sneeze crying?
Of course not. Dragons do not cry, and we do not get sick. I do not know what is happening.
Oh, I think what's got you sick is called sadness. You got your new wings, and then you lost them. And then you got trapped inside a volcano, and you don't have enough magic to break loose.
And the little spotted rabbit nuzzled against her friend to try to comfort him.
But I just told you dragons do not get sad.
I think they do, my boy.
Mm-mm, no. Dragon language doesn't even have a word for sad.
Well, I've got news for you. Even if you don't talk about a feeling, you're going to feel it.
Ah, there is nothing a dragon cannot destroy, as long as he chomps down on it hard enough.
Sorry, you can't just chomp down on feelings. It just makes them worse.
That is perfect. Dragons are told not to feel the big good feelings either. We basically just have four feelings. Angry, hungry, slightly less angry, and sleepy.
Oh dear. This might be harder than I thought. Maybe if we switched over to another scene, and then when we come back, we'll have Dracomax convinced.
Oh, that seems pretty unlikely.
And at that moment, they arrived at the peak of Mount Whateverest.
What are you doing?
I'm narrating to move the story along.
But we've only been walking for a few minutes. Mount Whateverest is still way off in the distance, see?
And indeed, there Mount Whateverest loomed. Still days of walking away for their little doggy and kitty legs.
Yeah, we'll never get there before the end of the story.
Unless there's some awfully convenient narrative twist.
Yeah, good idea, Patty Pan. And so, JF Cat and Patty Pan turn to look at Mr. Eric.
What? Hey, you're not supposed to do the narration.
TikTok, Mr. Eric.
I'd be happy to describe every little rock and blade of grass and creature's bum that I sniff between here and the top of the mountain. Oh, there's a worm. I wonder which end of it I should sniff.
And so she sniffed one end of the worm and decided she needed to...
It's your story, Mr. Eric.
Maybe try sniffing the other end. Okay, I can't do this. Fine. You win.
Perfect. And there, off in the distance, tumbling down the side of Mount Whateverest and zooming towards them in a flash, was none other than Hungry Bungry.
It's me, Hungry Bungry. You know, the big, friendly, trash-eating creature that lives at the top of Mount Whateverest.
And Patty Pan went over to sniff the friendly, trash-eating monster.
Mr. Eric, stop describing her sniffing.
You are just encouraging me.
Somebody threw out the holidays, and they were all on top of the mountain celebrating themselves. And it was loud and noisy, and I didn't like it.
Okay, fine, just hand them over.
So I ate them.
Oh.
Okay, Mr. Eric, maybe you should switch scenes while we figure this out.
And you see, Draco Max, that's why feelings are good.
Huh? What are you talking about?
That we just sat here in total silence for the last 3 minutes.
Blast! I forgot to talk.
Abacus and Lola Rabbit were still comforting the giant dragon from within the volcano.
I really miss being able to magically fix things.
Well, you have at least helped me go from angry to sleepy. And for that... I am deeply, well, sleepy, so get out.
I think you feel grateful for having talked about your feelings.
Oh yeah, and maybe sleepy is a good feeling for you sometimes, especially when you're sick.
I keep telling you, dragons do not have feelings like that. We are not sensitive.
And I'm telling you that everyone has feelings, and some people who are uncomfortable with feelings use the word sensitive to make others feel worse about expressing themselves.
Should we not all feel the same way about things?
Well, people react differently based on their experiences, but I think maybe what you're talking about is empathy?
Oh, empathy. What a wonderful talent you're discovering, Dracomac.
No. I am talking about everyone in the whole world just being less sensitive.
Oh dear.
Oh golly.
Just then, JF Cat and Patty Pan burst into the cavernous entrance of the volcano.
We've got it.
We've got the calendar with all the holidays.
Wow, how'd you get it so fast?
And the little dog and cat exchanged a quiet look.
Bye, Pura means best left to the imagination.
Oh, you see, Hungry Bungry had eaten the calendar, so then it was just a simple matter of...
Jojo, why don't you tell us what holiday today is? Isn't it that holiday about feelings?
Oh, yeah, Pura, right,
said Jojo, opening up the calendar.
You see, Draco Max, today is Big Feelings Day, the day where you can express your biggest feelings without being shamed or judged.
Ooh, I'll go first. I can't stand it when people...
I'm 1,000 years old and sometimes all I want is a hug from my mommy.
When people interrupt me, that was what I was gonna say.
Oh, sorry.
I do not have big feelings.
It's Big Feelings Day. You can totally share with us.
Oh, the only reason my feelings are big is because I am a big dragon who is told he cannot feel lonely or sad or joyful. or even embarrassed about his own feelings. And it all just gets jumbled up in our big dragon bodies until we spew it out like fire.
And Dracomax shook his head to let loose his fiery dragon breath. But of course, without magic, all that came out was...
I'm sorry, Draco buddy. Sometimes feelings do hurt. But letting yourself really feel them, that's the first step to feeling better.
No, it's not.
But the big dragon couldn't stop his big feelings anymore. And not one of his friends teased him or razzed him or told him he shouldn't be feeling that way. They just let him get it out. And out. And all out. He was a big dragon after all. But as night fell, Dracomax dried his eyes. And his nose, feeling lighter and clearer than he had in weeks.
I think I like Big Feelings Day.
Well, I've got news for you, Dracomax, said JF Cat, holding up the little calendar of holidays. It wasn't Big Feelings Day at all. You see, it's just... Actually, I had it open to Wenuary. Oh, you know, today's actually Macaroni Statue Day.
Are you serious?
Lola, we have not started our macaroni statue yet.
And Dracomax stood suddenly, bursting through the sides of the hollowed-out volcano as if it were just a cardboard box. And the dragon rushed off to go buy some macaroni.
Had he seriously not tried standing up yet?
Oh, wow. The end.
I swear that was the first thing I suggested.
All right, Nico and Enda, I hope you enjoyed your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, Anna Stretku, who has illustrated Dracomax, and a number of other What If World characters, and all you kids at home who are brave enough to share your big feelings, even when it isn't Big Feelings Day. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
The International Children's Arts Network, ICAN, is made possible by the Herbert A. Templeton Foundation, the Oregon Cultural Trust, the Brookby Foundation, and the Oregon Community Foundation. ICAN, poetry, story time, and music for kids. Cats and rabbits.